day is a journey. Whether through Mile High or deep into the black hole, it always culminates here. This is Chiefs Rewind.
Well, welcome to Chiefs Rewind. Mitch Holtis with your voice of the Chiefs, along with Chiefs reporter B.J. Kissel. We haven't been able to do this for 3 months. That is, do a losing Chiefs rewind, but a heck of an effort by the Chiefs, losing 27-20 here in Foxborough to the New England Patriots in this divisional round. With Macklin banged up, the injuries that they've had, how slight was the margin of error in this game and the few little things that threw things off the track for the Chiefs?
You're going up against the defending Super Bowl champions. You know that they're not going to give you a whole lot of opportunities to make plays and try to beat themselves. That's one thing the Chiefs have been so good at this year, is letting the other team give them an opportunity. That's not something that the Patriots were going to do much of today. And we knew coming into this game that Julian Edelman was coming back after a couple months off. Everything that he brought to their offense. And then Rob Gronkowski was dealing with knee injury and a back injury. And getting those two guys back, I mean, they combined for, I think, 17 receptions, over 180 yards and two touchdowns. I mean, the margin of error was very, very slim for this Chiefs team. But they had their opportunities. I think there were three or four different passes that were in the hands of Chiefs defenders, plays that they've made this season, and those are the kind of plays that end up making the difference in a game like this, where it ended up being a one-possession game.
Yeah, we'll get into this a little bit later. Chiefs had four possessions on the Patriot half of the 50 and only got 10 points out of it. But the guts shown by this team, I mean, this was a little bit of a microcosm of the season, with the exception not getting the victory at the end, but how tough and resilient was this Chiefs team? And how about Alex Smith in this game? That play he makes to Avant, where he should have been sacked twice, might be his best play in 3 years here.
I put it on Twitter. I thought that was the best play of the season by far. And it was one of the best plays, not only just for Alex to escape and make the throw, but for Avant to go up and high point it over a defender and make that catch. But you're exactly right. I mean, this one's going to sting because there were opportunities. And that's what you want in a situation like this, is to feel like you had the opportunities to make the play. And the bottom line is the Chiefs earned the right to come here and play this game by the way that they took care of business throughout the regular season. They proved that they belong here. And as we'll talk a little bit later in the show, there's a lot of young guys that got a lot of great opportunity in this game. And now it comes down to putting themselves in a position to try to get that game at home next season.
Chiefs lose 27-20 here to the Patriots. 15-3 is Brady's record in the playoffs here at home in his career. For more analysis, let's check in now with Chiefs reporter Pete Sweeney and former Chief Danan Hughes.
Thank you, Mitch, and welcome into the 65 Toss Power Trap Studios. We know the Chiefs met the New England Patriots in this divisional round game, heading to Gillette Stadium, we know is a tough place to play. But the one benefit was that Jeremy Maclin actually got on the field today, even after that mild high ankle sprain he suffered last week. The Patriots would start with the ball, and Brady would start with his favorite target. That, of course, is Rob Gronkowski. He takes this ball up 32 yards into Chiefs territory, and he stuck with him. Brady to Gronkowski. This is an 8-yard touchdown, 7-0 Patriots, but the Chiefs would respond.
Absolutely. The Chiefs did a nice job in this type of situation. You wanted to see them make plays downfield. Jeremy Maclin got things going early, and Alex Smith, decision-making, precise, did a great job today, sniffing out first downs with his arm, with his legs, making decisions. And then they mix it up a little bit and run the college option there to Chuck Kendrick West and get a first down. Unfortunately, he had to settle for a field goal.
A 34-yard field goal made by Cairo Santos makes it 7-3. And then a little bit later, the Chiefs would line up to punt. Watch Amendola. A little bit of controversy on this play.
Well, this in the past used to be able to knock down the coverage unit and not allow them to knock the ball down. But here, it's a clear penalty. Decleats the Chiefs, and the Patriots have to settle for the ball inside the 2-yard line.
It's a personal foul. Mac backs the Patriots up to the 2-yard line, but can't stop Brady. Keyshawn Martin for 42 yards, and eventually it'd be a 1-yard sneak. Patriots go up 14-3 at the time. The Chiefs would get a field goal, so it's 14-6 into the half, and then the Chiefs start with the ball and actually look pretty good to start this second half.
Well, Pete, this team offensively and defensively has been outstanding all season long in making second half adjustments at halftime. They get things going with Chris Conley, then the run game with Nile Davis, and Alex Smith, obviously as precise as he's been all season long, the weight of the game on his shoulders, made throw after throw, and unfortunately here, you'll see this from this angle, you see Niall Davis does a nice job catching the ball, securing it with two hands, but he loses his right arm and the ball gets dislodged by the Patriots. Turnover, Patriots.
The fumble confirmed in a replay, so the Patriots start with the shorter field. Brady back to Gronkowski, that one for 18 yards in the middle of the field. And then Gronkowski beats Eric Berry. That's for a 16-yard touchdown, 21-6 Patriots in the third quarter. And the Chiefs offense needs some points to keep this game alive.
Well, they need points. Specifically, they need to score touchdowns. In this situation, how about Alex Smith?
Wow.
Elusive in the pocket, heat on him, makes an absolute perfect throw to the Wiley vet, and Jason Avant secures the catch, keeps this drive going. Maneuvers the ball downfield. Another nice catch by Travis Kelce. They get the ball inside the red zone. And a perfectly thrown ball to Albert Wilson for the score. Nice job here. You'll see from this review, a nice out route by Albert Wilson and a second base throw by Alex Smith, where only Wilson could make the catch and secure it for the touchdown.
Patriots would get two field goals with 27-13. The Chiefs need to score fast, but watch this drive. As this drive goes on, the clock continues to tick and tick.
Yes, a couple of questionable decisions by the wide receivers. A great catch here, again, by Jason Avant, but Chris Conley could have gotten out of bounds and stopped the clock. And then here, Albert Wilson, again, good separation, opts to try to go for the touchdown, does not make it. Clock continues to move. Now we're inside a minute and 30 before we get the score by Charkandrick West.
There you see the toss to Charkandrick West, 27-20, but only 1 minute and 13 seconds left. The Patriots would recover an onside kick, then run out the clock. They win the game 27-20. You see a show of respect here by the two quarterbacks. Alex Smith had 50 passes on the day. That's because the Chiefs trailed for most of the game. But you look at this game as a whole, it's a lot of missed opportunities for this Chiefs team.
Absolutely. The defense that we've seen all season long, Pete, very opportunistic, did not come up with that clutch interception or that clutch turnover today. Tom Brady was great. We give him his props. But the defense had many opportunities, deflected passes, offense, a couple of drop passes as well. Just couldn't get the vertical passing game going and couldn't score quickly. And I thought that was the name of the game. That was how this game unfolded. And unfortunately, you lose to the Super Bowl champs.
So the Patriots head to their fifth straight AFC title game. Let's hear from your Chiefs back in Foxborough.
With based on how we rush and take the ball away, they had to get rid of the ball. And you kind of saw it in the end. As we put pressure on their wideouts and tight ends, he held it. And once that started happening, you know, they can make mistakes. But, you know, credit to that team. They do it every year. They find a way to win games. And, you know, let's give credit to them. You know, we've played a good year, but, you know, we came short.
We learned, you know, chemistry, you know, how to play together, play as a team, you know, and that was the biggest gain that we made this year. We really came together and went on a run, and I'm proud of the team.
Well, I mean, we're definitely going to hold our heads high walking off this, walking out of Gillette Stadium, but we're not satisfied, don't get me wrong, but we just fell short, man. We fell short.
The blitz goes far side for the end zone. Diving catch. Touchdown. Kansas City. Albert Wilson on a 10-yard touchdown pass.
I know this wasn't the way that you wanted things to end. What did you tell the troops?
Yeah, listen, I'm proud of them for the effort. You know, we had a couple blips in the screen there that we got to take care of. When you play in big games like this, you can't have turnovers or, you know, the other things that took place. So, and that's the way it rolls. They did a good job. They were a little more experienced in this situation than what we were, and played that way. And so we can learn from it. We'll be a better team next time we get this shot and have a better result.
Looks to me like Tom Brady is something special.
Yeah, I'd say he had a pretty good day. I'm not sure they even ran the ball in the first half, so they put it on his back, and I thought he did a nice job. He had his guys back there, Gronk and Edelman and Amadillo, so it all worked out. Yeah, I think they're a great A team. I mean, they're the world champs, so they remained that way. We didn't pick them off, so they're still the reigning world champs and next man up to have a shot at them. I think they're a well coached football team. I thought they executed, did a great job with that, both sides of the ball and special teams.
What's next?
Well, the players come in tomorrow. We exit them out and do the physicals and all, and then it's the off season. So you get prepared for the draft, free agency, all those things that are coming up.
So that's a somber Andy Reid, and that's something you expect. But if you look at the day of some of these guys today, Alex Smith really stood out.
Absolutely. Alex Smith stepped up his game and just added to his legacy and resume of good play in postseason play. Did a great job making decisions. Did not have much pressure on him. Only got sacked once, but continued to throw dimes down the field. Perfectly thrown ball. And when he did have pressure, was extremely elusive in the pocket, using his legs as we've seen him all season long, and then throwing balls in places where only our receivers could make those plays.
Here you see the touchdown is only one of the day. That one to Albert Wilson. A final line, 29 of 50, 246 yards in the touchdown, 9 carries for 44 yards, gives him 18.24 DraftKings points, makes him our performer of the game. Remember, head to DraftKings.com, use the promo code Chiefs to play for free today. Dan, and when we come back, BJ and Mitch will be with Jason Avant in Foxborough. Stay with us.
Snap back to Alex Smith, just to his left elbow. Holds it under pressure. And now he's going to be sacked. No, he gets away. Runs into Jeff Allen. Now looks to throw, and he's throwing down for Avant, who makes a diving catch at the 49-yard line. Dead and buried. And he dug out of the dirt and found Jason Avant.
Well, some interesting feelings here. The Chiefs lose 27-20 in this divisional round, but Jason Avant with us. What an incredible performance by you today. But what about the season overall? I've been talking to people of the impact you've had on this team. What about the experiences you've had?
You know what? It's been a blessing this year in a lot of different ways. The fight that the guys showed it, and even to the end of the day, we fought to the end. So that's an encouraging sign. And it's been a good season. We can start a lot faster and do a lot better, because if we'd have started a couple games better, we could have had a playoff game at our house, you know, or home field advantage or something like that. So that's what you want to do next year. And but the thing that you can take from this, the young guys that understand or got the chance to experience the playoff atmosphere, it's huge for this team. Offensive linemen, wide receivers, it's a different level. And when you play in the champs, you have to play almost perfect. And that's the type of effort that you need. So the sky's the limit for the team if everyone continues to progress and learn from this game.
You talk about the fight in this team, and one thing that we'd learned throughout the season is to never count you guys out, that even your backs were against the wall, you'd always respond. And it seemed like, you know, we saw that in the second half, particularly with quarterback Alex Smith and what he was able to do running, taking the hits that he was taking and still moving the ball down the field. Just what did you see from him today, and how did he help kind of lead you guys there towards the end to give you guys a shot?
He's a competitor, and that's what you want from your quarterback. I think that he, you know, is the engine, you know, that drives our team. Like I said, I've never been around a quarterback that is able to process, analyze so much information so quickly, which is a blessing to the Chiefs organization. So I think the sky's the limit. The experience that you get from these type of games for a lot of the young players is huge, and this team is full of young players. So I think that can't do anything but set you up for goodness in the next couple of years.
There are plays that I'll never forget, and players I don't forget. But you guys make a play, you and Alex, on a 26-yarder. It looks like he's going to get sacked like 3 times, and then you make an awesome catch. Another one, you dive on 4th down to keep the last touchdown drive alive. What about you elevating your personal game today, particularly with J-Mac's injuries?
You know what? I go out and give 100% all the time. Every time I step out there, I just don't get the opportunities. That's, you know, something I can't control. As you get older, that's what you get. So, I had the opportunities today. And I can do that, you know, all the time, but I had them. I try to make the best opportunity.
So the Chiefs lose the game, but you hear Jason Avant there. It's huge for these younger players to get that playoff experience. Albert Wilson now has two games of playoff experience under his belt. He had a pretty good day today.
Absolutely. Five catches for each of the young guys, Albert Wilson and Chris Conley. And Albert Wilson is coming along. He can be a viable number two receiver. And with Jeremy Maclin going down, someone had to step up. The young guys did that. Albert Wilson came through with a couple of clutch catches and obviously the touchdown late in the game as well. But Jason Avant is dead on. The young guys have that playoff experience. A couple of questionable decisions, whether getting out of bounds or trying to get more yardage late in the game, could prove to be a little bit costly for the Chiefs. But the only way you're going to get that type of experience is in the game. And they're going to get that, and they're going to treasure that moving forward. The Chiefs are going to benefit.
A younger guy who really took off this season was Sharkhandrick West. BJ and Mitch are with him in Foxborough.
Chiefs lose 27-20 here in Foxborough. With us is really one of the stories of the season, Sharkhandrick West. And how disappointing the loss, but it can't overshadow what an incredible season this has been.
I mean, man, I'm proud of everybody in the locker room. I mean, we came from coaches to players. We came out and we showed the fight that we have this season. I mean, we started off 1-5. It wasn't a great start, but we finished. And we got something to build on going into the offseason.
Coming into the season, you can't foresee anything like what happened with Jamal, where he goes down. For your ability to step in, you had 20 touches in this game. Just, you knew you couldn't see it happening then, but now that it's happened, what have you learned about yourself this season?
Man, I learned, I mean, you got to always be ready because you never, I mean, it just teaches about life. You never know what's going to happen. I mean, I've never expected to have the season I have, but, I mean, it's all thanks to the guys up front. And, I mean, this team, the coaches, everybody.
Let's talk about this game a little bit. There were chances now. You had four straight possessions on their half of the 50, only 10 points. What about being able to move the ball but not being able to quite cash it in? What about those opportunities?
I mean, you know, playing a great team like New England, we can't, field goals won't win a game. We got to score 7. I mean, we know that as offense, we did a great job moving the ball. We just didn't punch it in. And in playing a team like this, you got to finish.
So an impressive season for Sharkhandrick West. A guy with another impressive season was rookie Chris Conley. Don't forget, the Chiefs traded up for this guy, and I think for good reason.
Absolutely. Chris Conley is a threat. He's a long strider, strong kid, got a lot of his playing opportunities on special teams, but took full advantage. He had the touchdown last week against the Houston Texans and then stepped up with some key catches in this game today. And it's fitting that we're talking about Chris Conley, Albert Wilson, Sharkhandrick West, young guys around an older quarterback and a veteran type of leadership that's on this team. It's going to be essential that these guys learn from these opportunities. Chris Conley can be a star in this league. It's going to be interesting to see how 2016 unfolds for him.
Certainly something to build upon. Right now, we're going to close things in the studio. When we come back, BJ and Mitch will have their final takeaways from Foxborough. I'd like to thank you for joining us this season. We'll speak on behalf of Danon. We'll see you next year.
Chiefs lose here in Foxborough 27-20. A lot got done this year, though. An 11-game winning streak after a 1-5 start, winning a playoff game. But to me, it feels like the start of the 2016 season. What about playing this game at home next year or winning a division?
That's what it's all about. That's got to be the goal, is to take this game home in front of Chiefs Kingdom at Arrowhead Stadium, play this game in front of the fans. We know that they have the ability to do that. They have the ability to overcome, and a lot of young guys got a lot of great experience in this. Again, it's not the way that anybody wanted this to end, but, man, there's a lot of good things coming for this team, and there's a lot of positive steps that were taken over the last 11, 12 weeks.
So, great year, BJ. Enjoyed it. Thanks to all our entire 65 TPT crew and all of our affiliates. This is just the start of things, man. This is just the start of things. The Chiefs, the best 3 years for a first year, first 3 years for a head coach in Chiefs history. The Chiefs get better next year in 2016. For BJ Kissel, I'm Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs. Never forget these remarkable 2015 Chiefs. Thanks for joining us on Chiefs Rewind.